Could say a lot more about that, but alas, no time. We're dancing through the Mahayana. And we're dancing on into the Vajrayana, which is the last great developed phase of Buddhism, or at least the last kind of acknowledged phase. Some people think that the current time is a new phase of Buddhism as Buddhism's come to the West. Personally, I think that's a little premature, but I can see their point. But the Vajrayana, the Tantra, you've probably heard of Tantric, the Tantra, the Vajrayana, is the last phase. And Vajrayana means diamond thunderbolt way. You're deep into magic country already with the diamond thunderbolt way. Reality as it just impacts on you like a diamond thunderbolt and changes you. Changes you utterly. As Yeats would say, all changed, changed utterly. A terrible beauty is born. Terrible in the good sense of the word. And that's the Vajrayana. That kind of beauty that's born. So I'm going to particularly look in brief at Tibetan Buddhism and the Tibetan Vajrayana. Tibetan Buddhism, I don't have time to go into fully this evening. Again, fantastic series of talks on Tibetan Buddhism by Sangharakshita. You can get on Free Buddhist Audio. All sorts of crazy, exotic, wonderful magic stuff. In Tibetan Buddhism, it's basically the meeting of Indian culture, Indian developed practice that's got its roots in that Indian magic tradition that I talked about, meeting shamanistic Bonpo religion, which is what's in Tibet before Buddhism arrives. This very, very colourful, exotic religion. And Buddhism then kind of adopts all its shapes and crazy figures and tropes and all the rest of it. And you get this meeting of it all in Tibetan Buddhism. And apart from Sangharakshita's talks, there's a really great book by an amazing lady called Alexandra David Neal called Magic and Mystery in Tibet. Or if you get a really old copy, it's called With Magicians and Mystics in Tibet. And it's really worth looking at that as well. Again, many strange, terrific tales of magic in Buddhist Tibet. But in Sangharakshita's series of talks, he does a really interesting thing, which is he looks at some of the magical rites in the Indian tradition and then how they pass into Vajrayana Tantric Buddhism in Tibet and they become Tantric rites, these magical rites. So I'll just run you through a few of these rites, okay? So we have the rites of pacification and destruction. So if you imagine in an Indian village or a Tibetan village indeed with some magic going on, rites of pacification and destruction, black magic. The kind of stuff that people might want to use against each other. The kind of stuff you might want to use in a presidential debate against the other person. But instead of killing, when this meets Buddhism, the tantric practitioners take all this in and they transform it. They are the cauldron where it gets brewed and turned into something else. And they turn it into the rite of destruction that calms and destroys ignorance and confusion. So again, you get this movement, the classic movement in Buddhism between samatha, shamatha practice, which is calming and laying the groundwork, and then vipassana, insight, breaking through into something. The Tibetans and the tantric practitioners of northern India take these rites and they turn it into something that destroys ignorance in themselves, destroys confusion in themselves about the way things are. And they use it in their practice in that way.